anything, כל דבר על יבר, אף אחד לא יבוא בשבת. Okay. We have here an interesting piece of Gemara. We have we're working with Rashi, the interesting Bataya Nechta case. I have a shtar, and it says something about Matnas Karka, and it says something about Shichra Avadim. And sometimes, depending on how the shtar is written, sometimes for sure they're separable, and sometimes my focus is about it rather. And the Gemara had a Havamina that of a Chok the Bayer Rabbah is already a Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah and Peya, Machlokes of Meir of Shimon, about there wasn't a question of Kiyum, but I have the Shtar, I know this is a real authentic Shtar, but it has some sort of Shiur in it. You're leaving out the Kol Machasai except for. There's a Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, some case working with Rashi or with places. I said call the chassai, but effectively I ended up leaving out all the karka. So Reb Meir is on the comment and then even the shichur doesn't get up the ground. Reb Shimon says, no, the karka doesn't work, but the shichur doesn't. The guy says, the pogin, same issue pogin. And the chassai says, no, maybe that mishnah is saying, evangelist pogin. We're going to talk about kros gita, some specific issue in shtar shichur. You learn this Gemara, if you're muda, the fact that there are palgin dibur sibis elsewhere, you might start wondering if it's connected. Especially, since you never find anywhere else a ba'i mentioned. Sometimes you have machlokas, Ravin or Yosef, maybe it's the same thing. Okay. This case doesn't get mentioned anywhere else. Okay. But you start wondering, you don't want to wonder, Akasha, but She'ela. You wonder what the connection is to other things. You also might wonder a little more, if you start digging, we'll talk very soon, there seems to be cases where there's no machlokes about Pagim. Our Gemara is having machlokes about Rabba. Oh, maybe it's machlokes Tanan, it's not machlokes Tanan. How is it possible machlokes Tanan? What machlokes Tanan? We're going to see Stav Mishnah. We get an explicit statement. It don't seem to be sufficient. It doesn't seem to be in a focus. So you start wondering, then you start getting run into a little problem. Here, where you say, Pagin Dibur Machai Zabai Barava, sometimes it seems like Pagin Dibur Zamachai. That's problem. Issue number one is there a connection? What's the initial connection? But the kash number one is Lamaita, we're going to see spirits. Thank you. We're going to see spirits. And kash number two is the following. If you want to have a hot oven, then we could compare a buying lover to a mayor and a chair. There are absolutely no checks whatsoever. The Gemara has to get out of it. But this one, they need some of the fucking Gemara. What does one have to do with the other? These are black. Right? That's black. But same thing, but not the same thing, right? Well, a guy said that he saw this written sign. A guy said that this such a star was written, and such a statement was made by the Baal. Do we believe it? Do we not believe it? Well, we believe it partially. Right? Well, for these purposes, we believe it, for some purposes, we don't believe it. But. There's no issue of believability. The Mishnah is, hey, I'm a host of the Mishnah. It's not an issue of, we know exactly what everyone said. The issue is not believability. The question is there Shtar Kinyan? There's no riot. It's totally Messiah Madavar. It's only a Shtar Kinyan. I have a Shtar Kinyan. I'm not sure whether this is what I know what it means. I know what it means. I know what he said. Everything is, there's no question of fact. There's no stop fake. But it's the question, is such a nusach a good nusach or a bad nusach? Is it a valid king star or not a valid king star? Look, if I want to sell you a piece of karka, and I write a star, and I talk about the karka, but I'm going to sell it to you, it doesn't work. Okay. But It's not a question of suffix, it's just not a good tool. We're talking about tools. The Mishnah Pei is talking about Shtar Kinyan. Is this a good Shtar Kinyan or not a good Shtar Kinyan? Can it happen, can it not happen? Here we literally call him a Chassai, but it's a totally different question from do we believe you? A Bible is like, do we believe you? One question is, does this Kinyan work? I know exactly what happens. Does it work? Other question is, I don't know what happened. How do you compare Kasha with Mon? I said, well, the other. You have a Kasha? First Kasha is, I think, pretty straightforward. There are cases where it seems like everyone agrees. For example, let's take an example. The Mishnah Yevamah. Mishnah Yevamah says that Adach comes and says, "Meis Baila." We were at war together. Nevach. He said, "I know he's dead." One person I know, no one else is there. I know he's dead. We were in jail together. I know he's dead. No one else knows that I know. The din is a special rule that for an order to have tira when he not say Adach is Nevach.
But not for Yarshan.
The Mishnah says, in the same case, this unfortunate fellow left the wife and left property. So the wife can remarry, but the property doesn't go to the kid. Mishnah. And that's not disputed. Everyone agrees. Bashar, but everyone agrees to that. I believe for this, I don't believe for that. Same statement, same fact, and the guy is dead. And we'll believe it with respect to one area of halacha. Niyuk, not enough, but not with respect to Nachor, not with respect to Zela. So, that's kasha number one. How do you have Machlokes the Bible Rabbi here? So, we're Mishnah. Talmud number one. Or you have the Gemara and Kiddushin that you saw. A Braisa. That well, very strong life. The Gemara also has a brisa that the father is a special rule, special zera takasum, that the father is nemen to make statements about his son. Either going eight echad, he can say beniz ben yizgim oshana. How you know how old the kid is? The gargash in the pasuk yakir, ki is abechor ben hasnua yakir. Let's say so three times. The father recognizes the son. What does that mean? Well, he recognizes that, he knows who he is. No, I mean, Gardashma means that he can tell us about it. He's never to talk about his son. So he's going to say, my son is already, he was born 14 years ago, the kid's a bar mitzvah. For all sorts of things, but not to punish him. Not when Makos was ocean. That's the Gemara's Kiddushin. It's in the Maram Kaimah, Samuel Gimel, Samuel Salad, Gemara, and Samuel Kosta Breitzah. Do you say the same thing?
Is he, sir, how old are you?
Problem number two is a little more delicate. If you only hear problem number one, you're good to go. Well, if you hear problem number two, it's even better. Problem number two is that the Gemara's Raya is a little bit funny. Because the Gemara here is comparing Abai and Rava's Pachov's about Pagin Nibura to, well, maybe Mary should be also arguing about Pagin Nibura. Maybe that's the same issue. So the problem is, it doesn't sound like it's the same issue at all. About ever discussing, can we believe someone halfway? That's the question. You're saying that if you have the star, should we accept it halfway? Right. Can I accept this star, or can I accept it before Nechbar with respect to Shtichur or Ha'eved, if I'm not going to accept it with respect to Machas and Nechbar? So far, so good? That's about it. Yeah, but Rav Shimon, they aren't talking about accepting with respect to one area. They're saying, Is this a good shtarkin? Is it not a good shtarkin? Not do I believe you somewhat. Is this a good shtarkin? Is it not a good shtarkin? Doesn't that you use the word called the hot side? nothing to do with the other. Yeah.
Do any of the other Mataros have to do a star?
Ah, very good. Excellent. So Yaakov makes a very important point. Yaakov makes a very important point. The one of the unique things about our sugya is that it talks about shtar. Very good. And the other Gemara is, seems always talking about a verbal haggadah. A person comes and says, about some. A guy comes and says, very good. Excellent. Hold that on to the idea, and we're going to say that may be very important. So we have some problems, but let's take a step back. Now that you see there are problems in the sugya, and the Chacham would like to know about what about Magen Dibur. So let's take a step back and let's look at this Gemara. Let's start the classic source. So Pagin Yibura is probably the head of that path. Amar Yosef. Koloni Revala Ansam. A guy comes and says that he was raped. A man comes and says he was raped by another man. Homosexual rape. He says so and so had sexual relations with me, Lonzi. It was against my will. Who the Akhir Mitzvah from the harbor? Then, if you have this guy plus one other aid, then you have enough aid to kill the guy, to kill the victim. But if it's the victim is one aid, you have one other aid, shut. Okay. The victim by then realizes, this is what it's so no. If the fellow doesn't come and say, I was victimized, I was raped, I wasn't a participant in that day, he'll say, no, we were consensual. That's what it was. And either now he's in Shuva, or now he's just fell out of favor with other guys. But Mike said, that's on today's instead. Yes, I committed an act of Mishkazakh with this other guy, and another egg also comes to him. So Shimon and Levi come and say that Reuben and Shimon were Madonna together. Koloni, Riva'ani, Liratoni. So Shimon is saying that Ruby did not there. He also says me that he did not there. Right? Because you can't say his place. So, I got something that I murdered, but now we don't execute people, they don't give malchus, they don't punish based on your own admission. They can pay based on your admission, not to punish you. That comes and says he's a Machal Shabbos, that comes and says he ate trade, but that comes and says that he had an affair, that comes and says that he was the domination of this, or that whatever it is, that's going to be more shot. We don't give you malchus or mitzvah based on your own admission.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It's
like form of Jubilee?
Why is it a question? The easy way to say it, right, that's but the Gemara says, because Adam Karbu, that's awesome, that you're Karbu to yourself. Very good. Now, as an aside, now this is not really our focus, but this, the Hemshach HaGemara on Daf Yud, which is not relevant to the Gittin part of the Gemara, but the Hemshach HaGemara on Daf Yud, derives from the Hemshach HaGemara, that Adam Karbu at Daphne, maybe think about it, it might be even more than a regular Karbu. It either just means that you're Carlos, because I can't be made about my brother, but that comes to say that my brother murdered someone, so you're not an acceptable witness. So I'm related to myself. At least I'm related to myself. I share a father, mother, and my brother. I also share a father, mother, and myself. So I'm a Carlos myself. Or it could be, the writer says that maybe it's even more. Maybe he says, so my brother, I'm an aid apostle. So I'm a Carlos. It could be, so myself, I'm not even an aid at all. That's not my role. I'm a party. I'm not a witness. Whatever it is, so either Karo, the Gemara says Karo, the Shimon means Karo, or the Shimon means Karo. Yeah, that's why I can't talk about myself. If I just come and say a one person crime, I murder, I stole, I wore shotness, I ate tray, so then that's bad. We might call it with Father Aiden, but we can't punish you based on your own admission. But let's say a guy comes and talks about a two person out there. A guy comes and says that I had sexual relations with another man. So what are you about to tell me? I did the crime, but you can't punish me based on my admission. And he did it. I'm not him. So I'm being made about him. And another guy comes along and says, yeah, I saw too. There's two people, the Nirvav, the recipient of the Mishkan Zahra, and some other person, are being made about the Roveya, about the active participant in the Mishkan Zahra. So, the Yosef says, in that case, Russia, the Torah Avra, unconscious Russia, Joseph says, look, you're Russia, because you're admitting that you did the Adera. You're admitting that you also committed Lirat Sovcha Mishkan Zahar, and you're not living Kashra either. So, by your own admission, You just threw yourself out. And Rava says, no. Ein ad amez nasma rasha. You can't postle yourself. And therefore, your testimony is acceptable. If we had two witnesses that say they saw you doing it, then those two witnesses make you postle. If you only have two other, we only have one other witness, so we don't have proof, we don't have sufficient proof that you were involved. So you're kosher, the one who's saying Amos, so you're believed to say, hey, that guy, pulling your Rav Anilu Tzoni. That's what Rav said. It means we're accepting half of what he said. Rav Yosef said, you can't accept half what he said. You're going to accept what he said, that Reuben and Shimon love together, so that by the same way you're saying that Reuben is chayim, you're passing yourself. So it's contradictory, we threw out your aim. That's what Rav Yosef said. Right? And Rav says, no! Instead of getting some magical scissors, you have the halakhic scissors, you cut it out. We'll believe you, we'll take your word for it. We can't take your word for it that you were involved. We'll take your word for it about cloning. Cloning the Rani, we're Tony. So we'll cut out, he was going to lay on someone. We can accept half of what you said. We'll accept what you, the part about him, but not the part about you.
That's
Rava. And Rav Yosef is apparently not willing to say that. Either Rav Yosef has some other problem, or he's not willing to say this. But Rava is consistently,
Okay,
he did my focus. Okay,
Harbinger of Yosef would the person who testified then be executed?
No, because he's not. Oh, no, no. The person testified is possible Eidos. So this Eidos is possible.
This
is unacceptable. This is part of it
because
you're not Nemos to say you did not Eidos. And since you're not Nemos, Eidos is not Torah. You are.
He's saying that we do believe it. And because we believe it, we believe it to be a Rasha because it's impossible.
Okay, or
so then he would say, then he seemingly would say that you then execute.
No,
because you only have one
Eidos. I would have two Eidos. If a guy comes and says, I did that day, we have to give. We have to have two Kosher witnesses. Which is our record, you're a Russia.
So
wouldn't it be possible you in some other situation
have a he's saying that
no.
we divide that statement into you are you committed this, but we can convict you.
Of course we can't convict you, we only have one other aide. We only have Levi. If Shimon is the one who's judging,
okay,
then
we believe you to say that you committed even though, generally...
according to the... We said, take the whole Eidos as a single thing. We don't have to believe 100%. We'll take the whole Eidos as a single statement. That's what Yosef says. He says, look, this, according to the... Within this statement, if we're going to accept it, then you're a Rasha. Because you say you participate. Well, then that means, according to the statement, we can't accept the statement. Because according to you're a Rasha, then we have to do everything else.
So you really are accepting it.
I think the easiest way to answer this is if somebody comes into Beis Din and says, I violated Shabbos and the guy over there saw me. So it's very nice that he violated Shabbos, but we can't put him to death because
not nice.
Right, but it doesn't matter because we can't put him to death because there weren't two Eidim and there was no Hasra. So it could be that we completely believe him. We just can't put him to death. Because we don't have enough witnesses for it. Because he can't be an Eid. He can't be an Eid.
You can't put him in Manoshah. If we don't accept the testimony, then it's
that's it for all. Is it a good testimony or isn't it? If it is good, can take for everything or it's not, so
no. No, because he can't be made on himself.
If he can't be made on himself, then he's out of Russia.
He made it on the whether or not he's a Russia.
He can't give himself a straw.
If he can't be made on himself.
He can't give himself a straw.
You
can't kill him by himself.
We got to come and say that I got Hasra. There were a bunch of witnesses in Washington who gave me Hasra, but they ran away.
So?
I murdered.
No, but those Eidim.
One guy,
those
ran away.
Those Eidim also need to be. Also need to come up and face death.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eidim are not. They're not just to check what's. So I think that's not the right thing. Like, the Eidim are the ones, like, according to here, the Eidim are the people that, like, make...
They make it happen.
They
create it.
They're not just aiding to levare. Yeah, like, if I ask you what Eidim are for, you tell me levare.
Right. But if it's Sahadi El Shakir, you want to usually, you said that the Sahadi, the Eidim, were created, the idea of Eidim was created with Shakri, to make sure that no one won.
Yeah, but here they're creating the whole idea of the...
Lama.
Kill anything, so you can't kill him.
Nakon.
Why?
Because I don't know for sure that's true.
He's telling you this.
Can he walk over and say, I think you know how Shabbos is going to kill you?
I need
to have enough Eidim.
I'm telling you, I did it.
You accept him to
the Lama speak.
Why
you're
not?
You're accepting to possible him from Eidos, but you don't...
What
level
do you need to do here?
You're really Rabbi Yosef's testimony.
No, you would accept his testimony enough to kill him. I'll accept his testimony won't be enough to kill him.
What you're asking, the Rambam says that we're not so sure. Rambam has a twist, which maybe is asking a question. Rambam says, when a person comes and says that he's high of Mister or Malka, we're concerned that maybe he's depressed. Rambam says. Maybe he's depressed. And he wants to commit suicide, and this is the way to do it. There are different people who have different ways of committing suicide. Some people want to get other people to kill them. The guy is too much. Doesn't have the he's too squeamish to kill himself. He's going to get Beis Din to kill him.
You want to go to court, and you explain to them just why should you end your life?
Okay? Well, what they do is
they
do
why do they need to like this? Why? Now we're going to have to put the time to do.
What?
No.
Like,
oh,
no,
I
because then you need to set everything up. You need to find two agents. We're gonna warn you.
Who's amigo? Who's amigo? I could mechalas a lot too.
No, because deep down every Jew doesn't want to be mechalas.
Yeah.
But Nikomakom. So I actually had a.
Yeah.
But what would happen if we had, Shimon and Levi coming, according to Rava, Shimon and Levi coming to be testifying on Reuven,
yeah,
and then Reuven and Levi come and testify against Shimon.
But this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Because there's more to say, but there's a lot more to say about this Gemara. If we were learning Sanhedrin, we would say a lot more. But we're learning Gittin. So I strongly recommend you look at it. It's a beautiful Chiddush HaRan. Chiddush HaRan is beautiful on Sanhedrin in particular. And the Kedai to take a look. But this is the basic Gemara of Paul Gittin and Gittin. So for now, let's think about it a little bit. So the one thing you have is of Rav Yosef and Rava. On the other hand, what are you going to do with the Mishnah and Yivamis about Nahla and Hesed Nisuin? Eidachad made by law, do we believe it with respect to she could remarry, but not with respect to Nahla? Isn't that Paul Gini Bura? Well, what's Rav Yosef going to say? So what's the difference? What's the difference between Ploni Rava'ani L'Ratoni, where I believe you about the Ploni Rava'ani, but not about the Rava'ani L'Ratoni, and I believe you about Ploni Rava, but not Osi L'Ratoni? So there it's a machlokas, but by Meis Baila, we believe him for Nisuin, but not for Nachla. That's Divrei Hatol. What's the difference between two cases? So you can figure this out, it's extremely tough. Logical? No, in one case, I'm rejecting part of the testimony because it's no good, because you're speaking about yourself, yet I still uphold the other part. And then by Beis Baila, the fact you only have one, and you don't have two, makes me unacceptable for Nachla, so Nachla requires two agents, but still acceptable for what's it called? Still acceptable for Nisun, because for Nisun is enough with one.
Oh, because they're talking about a particular case where she herself, the case where she herself is in the minutes. Okay. An example of Eidachon. You always say, Chavra, think. What's the difference? Why is it in Sanhedrin, it's not like this, in Yivamis, it's Divrei Hatol? What's the logical difference? There's two different types. Let me begin to set you up. Sanhedrin is Pagin Dibura. Yivamis is a little bit different type of thing. You wouldn't really call it Pagin Dibura. Yeah, what did you say, Evan? It's not a good term. So first I'll get the ideas. If you get these terminology after. Well, what's the difference? This is a riddle.
You're
a little
not
upset.
The matter itself?
What do you mean?
You're testifying about Meis Baila, but you weren't involved in the matter. Whereas by in the Gemara Sanhedrin, you were actively involved.
In Sanhedrin, the guy says something, and we cut out part of it, or maybe my clothes is not part of it. Why are you cutting out? You're cutting out because it's about himself. Okay. Here I have, he said something.
There's two things.
And I cut out part of it. Why did I cut out part of it? Because
it's the effect.
Ba'inan Shneid. There's different reasons to possible part of it. Either way, I am possible part of it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Well, or in Kiddushin, what I'll say is that the father says that he's a Ben Yizgimel, and that my son is 13 years old, so we'll accept it. We'll accept it partially, but for Oshim, we say, some Amarab say that the Chiddush of Zeret HaKasav of Yakir even applies to Oshim. But others say that the Brisa seems to support that now. The Chiddush only said with respect to other things, but in Oshim, you require two agents. So here, it's Divrei HaKol, and here, it's a Machlok. Not clear, do we do this Palgina or not? So why, in one case, yes, in one case, now what's the difference? Oh, fresh voice, what's up?
What did you say about the Ishtan Hedron, where disregarding, you said a statement of religion, disregarding part of the case, development confusion, we're saying, you said it's valid, it's going to work for this, it's going to work for this, but it's just not going to work over here, it's not going to have that effect, but we still, everything you said is valid, and we're not disregarding part of what you said.
Mr. Hedren, you said two things. You said a story, it's a couple of parts, and we'll believe some of the parts, and we'll accept the other parts. We'll accept that form you brought back, and that the room name was involved, and we'll accept the you were involved. What's going on, Yvonne? How many things did you say? When you come to the Testament of the Bible, how many parts of the Erwin is the story? One. Well, the father says that my son was born 13 and a half years ago. How many parts of the story are there?
One.
Well, Zimmer is, it's a split, exactly. It's a split along a different axis. I'm not cutting up parts of the story, I'm dividing that one fact as different nafkamim. And that one fact is relevant to different chumash, to different areas of halach. It's relevant for Nachla, it's relevant for Nisuin, it's relevant for Oshim, and it's relevant for Mitzvah. Excellent. So this is called, before let's get this down, and then we're ready to move on. So the Gemara called this Pagin Zikura. Right? That was. This is called Pagin Zikura. Right? I'm taking the deep more, I'm taking your statement, I'm cutting it in half. I'm accepting part of the story. That's not like it. So you could call this one the same thing also, the I don't think it's in Yeshua, the Achronim, I think developed the term, I think they just developed it. So here is Palginan Nehmanim. I'm not dividing what you're saying, I'm believing it partially. I'm not dividing the parts of your story. I'm just saying I'll accept it from certain areas of halacha. Instead, Hedrin, it's all the same area of halacha. It's all Oshim. Oshim has the same standard. So the way Rav Hanan presents it is look, Palgin Nehmanim, of course everyone agrees that. That's obvious. But it is always just how we began in the very beginning. We didn't call Bachan. At that point, we're doing everything open-ended. That, of course, I know that different areas of halacha have different standards of evidence. So you could say something which fits certain standards and other standards. So if not a higher standard than Isha, then A is Isha, okay. So you say something, it's acceptable at this standard. But that standard, that's not a problem. That's partial. Or the fact that you can tell me that Oshim has a higher standard of testimony than Mitzvah. So for Oshim, this isn't good enough. I can't accept what you're saying, that he's 13 years old. But for some other area in halacha, it doesn't have such a high standard. This type of special Eidecha is Nehman, the ages of the prophets. So good, it is accepted. Mashiach, here, it's the same area of halacha. It's not a question of different standards. It's that somehow the postuling part of it doesn't postule, doesn't affect the rest. So that already, that's already, it's a whole different ball of wax. Different type of thing. But that, it's not Pagin Nehman. That's the question. Your deeper, I'm going to cut your deeper in half. So that's Machokas. Rava and the Yosef. Rava says, sure, accept part of it, don't accept the rest. Whatever you can't believe, you can't believe. Whatever is not possible, to take it. And we're not convinced that you're a liar. Did you not allow to talk about it? We can't accept what you say by yourself. Okay, it doesn't invalidate the rest.
And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, your utterance, your sentence is whole. Either we take the whole thing or we don't take the whole thing. It all has the same status.
Here, everything has the same status, and all of it's different. But here we're saying the very same sentence will probably be accepted for Oshim, or not be accepted for Oshim. That's what here is the machlokes. And here is Pasha. So now, the Chavrut says, that's very nice. Thank you very much. But what would you say about our Gemara? Our Gemara, Asmacha Nachasai. Asmacha Nachasai. Knoim La. Kal Nachasai. Knoim La. What is that? What is that?
That's called Yemen.
Right? Because I'm saying all the same things. The question is if, well, for Eved, we accept the testimony of the Shliach, we'll find out by Nechta, right? And for this, for Matana, we don't. So right, we have a problem. So why is the Machlag survivor of if it's just talking him on the Mishnayis, the Zafashis, you hear the Kavapur, he jumps to answers, you hear the Kasha. The one Kasha was here between the Eved and Yavam. And they said, okay, the answer is, Pagin Diburus, Pagin Amas, two different types of things. Okay, so one's a Machlokes, one's not. Good. But now we say, one second, not so fast, now we have a new question. How does Gittin fit into it? Because Gittin is also a case of Pagin Amas, and yet, it is a Machlokes. The Kasha number, major, big Kasha number two. Good? In other words, we're going to draw a line between Pagin and Diburus, Pagin and Amas. The problem is, this is fucking in the mother's land, getting is here too. And getting is a machlokes.
Getting is a machlokes.
The cash is not clear.
But the Gemara
and
Gittin is assuming
the Palgina and Dibura. Oh, good. I was going to ask the excellent Avi. So the Avi says, one second, our Gemara uses the term Palgina and Dibura. Excellent. That's why I was hoping someone would say that.
Right.
That's why I was saying that. Well, maybe, but Pagin and Manas is not a Gemara term. Achrei and Manas is a term to... What?
You can try and answer up the question that way.
Right. But Achrei and made up a term to differentiate. But the Gemara didn't necessarily... They were assuming the Gemara, the Amoraim had this distinction in mind, but they would not necessarily have used this different terminology.
Vague
wording, like. Well, the Baal Amar says in the Hakdama, I think it's supposed to be in his Hakdama to the Sefer, to his Hakdama on the rest. Right, so he says often he has, I think the Yudgil Misha Shaha Talmud Midrash Ben, something like that. He tries to make up like, not a din, just principles for quality reading of Gemara. One of the principles is, sometimes you have the same term mean different things in different places, sometimes different terms in different places mean the same thing. The problem, as you're saying, is probably because you have a different on the run, and then what Marakai even suggests that when Rabbi Rashi, the last Irish on the run, redacted and edited Gemara, and tried to give form to each Metakta, so the Marakai thinks that different Talmidim were in charge of different Metakta. Like Rabbi Rashi, like the overall editors, and we're like overall editors, and yet particular Talmidim are assigned to Shabbos, and they're assigned to Avin. So that's why, to a certain extent, right? Which is why you're gonna have minor stylistic differences, not token. Everything has to be in terms of content has to be consistent, but in terms of the way you write, the way you express itself, the Gemara says it's true by Nevi'im also. And the Gemara says ancient Nevi'im is not being. Every Nabi has his own way of speaking. So, two different Nabiim will never say the exact same word in front of the world. Because he's expressing, everyone talks a little bit differently. Okay. So with Lamaisa, we have Akasha. So, who wants to get
started? I don't know. I have a
question first.
Just like a
separate
question.
Yeah.
Kim. Yavama was introduced in the Gemara. I don't understand why Gemara is different. When the father testified for his son, because the son can't testify. So,
really,
like the son testifies,
the son has an inability to testify.
The son,
how does the son know how old he is?
What? The son loves
the
Roman
son.
He knows.
What's
he
different?
Huh?
He didn't
want to
defend.
Because
his parents
told
him.
Yeah,
his father, I remember my children's birth. I do not remember my own birth. Maybe we have some prodigies in the room.
And most people don't have their own breath. Certainly, you didn't check the, tried didn't check the newspaper that day to see what the
mail
was.
I might have
only
to remember
it.
So they're testifying about their child's date of birth?
Yeah. Beneath that's the kin's fiction. I come and say, my son is over by Mitzvah. Okay. So. And it's a special gzeres. We should have said, Eidacha, get out of town. There's a special gzeres akasov, Yakir, that the father has added nemanos to talk about his son. But according to some, the nemanos is only said with respect to certain things, but not respect to Oshem.
But ideally, we really want the son to say, and if the son is able to say what he wants to.
What does that mean?
Are you saying that the father is a shliach for the son?
Are you making a philosophical statement? No. I'm not sure.
I still understand what the son's relation to his father is.
No, the son is the object of testimony.
Okay.
Like if I say that you punched him in the nose, I'm the aid, then you're the object of testimony, right? So I'm saying you're 13 years old. I don't think you punched him.
You
say
that because he's kosher too.
No, right. I wouldn't want to humanize anybody, but yeah. Personalized to me. Yes. Mechule. Mr. Fetcher.
What's that? Big Casa, yeah,
up here. By the case of Sanhedrin, is there a possible underlying reason that we want, that we don't want somebody to not testify when you can? I think there's such a concept by Mamnos or other ocean, I think, that we try to make it easier for the to testify so that he won't be afraid to testify. So here we're just trying to make it so that he will testify, because otherwise he knows that he would be killed if he would testify with the other guy.
Think about that. I'm not sure that's professional. No one's going to be killed on his own admission. I will definitely won't be killed on my own admission. The question is, can I kill other people on my admission or not?
The underlying reason why you
That's important.
The silence that we said, that answer the first question is what? Is the difference between a case where
I'm going to accept part of what was said versus I will accept what was said in toto with respect to certain areas of halakha, but not with respect to other areas of halakha.
I accept one part of your story but not the other. And Deborah is, I accept your entire story is true, but I'm only applying it.
That's my plug in the
month.
I accept your story with respect to certain ramifications. Pagin de Bura, I'm going to accept part of your story. You said that you and he were both involved. Pagin de Bura is, I'll accept about him, but not about you.
So that was
into the point
more
to be changed. Then Pagin de Bura, I'm accepting part of your story. And in that case, it's a Machlokes HaRav. But Kiddushin Yivamen, that I'm accepting your story is not divisible. It's just that it has different outcomes. The story itself is a single fact. What do you do about this?
So there are two ways to go here.
That's the answer.
Getting to the Soros. Excellent. There are at least two ways to go here. The one answer, which I think is based on what the Rav says in the Shiurim, is exactly that. Our case is a biased thing. Even though normally you say Pagin and Manas, the bias says, but our case is worse. Why? What comments in the cases discussed in our Gemara, by the Rav's case and the Mishnah, that they're starved? There could be, if I say a Dibur, so okay, so you accept part of the other part of it. I mean, you accept the respect of some and not accept the other thing. So maybe if it's in a star, maybe it's a Shabbat Hilk a star. If it's a possible, I have a star, it's partially acceptable. But somehow, star is it. You gotta flesh out why that should be so. It would be easy to understand why Pagin and Dibur would be different by Shtar. But there's another approach. So that's one approach. The question is, what's unique about our system? And let's put it differently.
of all the cases, the Gemara said, ooh, Abaye brother argued about Gin Dibura. Of all the cases the Lord sort of dug up, we stopped and chose the Mishnah and Pesach. So what? Why stopped the Mishnah and Pesach? So one thing you could say is what's common. It's not a shabbat of Mishnah and Pesach, and Abaye brother, they're both stuff. There's one Tashav you could say, you've got to think about why that should be true. Another Tashav you could say is what two words, what two words? Which two words? Call them a I don't just dig up any punching to all Gino and Kate. I doubt to dug up a call them a hustle. So now already I'm salivating. Because, or we're kind of salivating this way. Then you go to another problem. Another problem is the whole Gemara is a little bit funny. Now that we have this idea of Pagin versus Pagin and Manas, a whole Gemara is funny, because it's a Pagin and Manas game, but yet, we care so much about the Nusach, and how things are being said. If I say, Ask Mechon Nechafei, it's fine, it's divided. But if you call Nechafei, maybe Abaye is a candle. Who cares about the language?
Is he asking about that in terms of taking care of the language
in
contrast?
No. Who cares in terms of what you could say Paul Dinan? If it's a question of Paul Dinan Dibura, I would accept part of your statement, another part of your statement. Then I understand, it may depend. The Rashbah talking about it in the Tshuva, if you want to say a little bit, say, look, Aleph, Simon, Elef, Reish, Lam, Zayin, 1:12:37. That Paul Dinan Dibura, so it depends how you phrase it. If you say the sentence in a way that I can cut it up, or not, okay, fine. What the order of things said is, okay. But that's the case of Paul Dinan Dibura. Rabbi Chaim, I think it's Rabbi Chaim already, close to Rabbi Chaim, who says, but by Pagin and Manas, who cares how you say it? The point is, I believe what you said, but you're only an Eid Echad. So what you said is great as an Eid Echad, but it's not too Eid. So what do you care how he said? How do you care about the term of the phrasing ought to be irrelevant? So our Gemara is so strange. It's a Pagin and Manas case, and yet no one's not focused on the one. But Pagin and Manas should be Uyama. And number two is Pagin and Manas, and yet we care about the how it was said. Was it called Nechasa, or was it said as Asmukha
u Nechasa? No,
what is the term
Pagina? I understand!
Because that'd be right, because there you would need to worry about Pagina and Manas, it's already fucking
about the beginning. No, but if the issue is not that I'm going to accept what half of your sentence, it's Pagina, the issue is Pagina and Manas, I accept what you said, but you're only an Echad, and Echad is Nehmer for Shikha, but he's not Nehmer for Hasana, then why should I care how it is said, why should it matter whether I say it as two clauses or as one clause? The Gemara makes it clear that Abaye does care, it does matter, but why?
Wait, what is the term called you say?
Pagin and Amonis means we believe everything that you said, we just can't use it for everything. Pagin and Amonis. But not for everything.
So what do we have? What do we have? Well, before we dive in, what do we have? We don't understand why our Gemara is not looking. We don't understand why our Gemara cares about the lake. We know there's something interesting. But we don't understand what we asked earlier, how, a third question we asked before, how are you comparing Rabbi and Rabba, with the question of do we believe him or not, to the mayor of Shimon? It's not a question of believing, it's a question of how Shara is supposed to be rich. King and Shah King. Well, what we're trying to say is the answer to everything is that observation, in both cases, have to put on the front side, and just know us. Do we know us?
The question is, you have to look at the term of the Nechasa. Because, what would you do before? How can you have done it? You have to look at the term. And Eidacha comes and says, make five of our beliefs in respect to remarrying, but not in respect to not right? Give me your however, we do believe him. Since we believe in respect to Nisui, it doesn't make us believe in respect to Nachala, right? Because there are two separate halachas, which both derive from the fact that the guy is dead. The guy is dead, it means what's getting married. And the guy is dead, it means that his kids can yarshan. So one doesn't enforce the other. The fact that we believe that he's allowed to remarry doesn't make the kid yarshan. But it does make the woman get a tshuva. Because
It's not that if a guy dies, his wife gets a ksuba. It's if a woman can remarry, the woman, if the woman can remarry, then she gets a ksuba. So it's a one halakha is a consequence of the other. Nachala and Heter Nisuin both come, it's a ksuba made by law. The guy is not to die, so that means two separate things. So there is ought to be nachala, and then there ought to be Heter Nisuin. But if there's Heter Nisuin, that's what causes
Heter Nisuin.
Right? And that's why, says the Muhammad, we do accept that when the eight says made by law, that allows her to be married. And once she's allowed to be married, the din is, she also gets her ksuba. Ksuba requires two agents. Why not say palgina and let us know? Because ksuba is a function, it's caused by heter v'nafek. One erev halacha causes the other, so of course there's going to be a cause relationship. Because he says, that's the pshat in our Gemara. Abai was saying, Abai thought that the term kol nachag, whatever I say, I'm giving you yourself, I'm giving you the kaza. Good, the two things are done. Shechra and two kinyanas. In one shtar, you have two kinyanas. A shechra ha'eved and a haknas ha'nachas. So, if the shtar is true, then both kinyanas are happening, but they're not logically connected. But what we're coming to suggest, chiddush, that Abaye's idea is a language, a Lashon idea. He thought that when you say kol nachasai, that means you're making like a single kinyan. It's no longer two separate things in one shtar. It becomes, El Abaye's kiddush, as Rava saw, was ridiculous. Abaye says,
there's a single kinyan,
I'm making a single kinyan of everything. Now, different things are different. Is there a buzzer thrown in there, is a cocker thrown in there? But it's one whole kinyan. So Rava said, look, it's those two kinyanas. I believe you for that. Pagin classic, Pagin emon. I believe you for the nach, for mate by for nisuin, but not for nachah. I believe you for eved, but for shikhar eved, but not for matnas tochasim. Whereas comes along, Abai says no. That's true if it's talking two separate clauses. But if it's a single clause, he says I have a chiddush. Abai says that if you have a single clause that makes it a single kinyan, so then one is going to depend on the other. Then they are connected. It's not just two halachas that depend on the same fact. It's one halacha depends on the other halacha. Abaye says, and so that's why Abaye says,
we're not going to do pagina amana, because it's like, what they believe her to get married, I have to believe that she gets the ksuba. So you're two. Either I'm going to believe on both the shikhar and the matana, or neither, because it's a single kinyan. And he has to fall in. And that's why also Rabbo said, with this to close, it answers everything. It also answers how can you connect the mayor of Shimon's discussion about Shtar Kinyan, Kinyan Shtar, with the discussion about Nehmanos. Because it's two different applications, same idea. The mayor of Shimon also argued about it's called the Chasa, it's single Kinyan. That's why Shimon says, if the mayor says it's a single Kinyan, that therefore it's gonna, if you're going to pull out part of it, the whole thing is going to collapse. Because it's a single Kinyan. And Rosh Hashanah said, no, it's not a single king, two doesn't mean nothing. One can be valid, the other one's not valid. Let's very briefly. Very, very briefly. The most important point is to understand, to know the Gemara, and to understand that there are cases where we say Pagin and Wachul Yama, cases where we seem to be Machlokas. The most important principle is the principle of Pagin de Gurvis, Pagin de Mara. Am I accepting part of the content of the statement, Pagin de Bura, or am I accepting the statement for certain ramifications, for certain areas of halacha, pagina and neman? That's the most important to understand. And an additional icing on the cake, as far as we're concerned, is to develop pagina and neman some more by the ksuba angle, and how that could help you to perhaps understand our Gemara, that in fact, that Bai Rav are not arguing that classical pagina Gemara. Their argument is, how do you understand the term kol machasai? Does that make into a single kinyan, in which case everything is indivisible, or no, it's just a cute way of saying two different things. Shar Shech, Shar Shech is one type of Hakna, and the Chasim are different types of Hakna. Let me throw out one wild idea, when we went up to class. If I heard next week, maybe, we'll
We'll have the written after, a short written after, like last time. Now everyone will take individual short written after. And maybe we'll structure it throughout this idea that we'll have the orals in advance, and the oral can only add to your bechina. And maybe instead of doing individually, maybe we'll try it differently, they will have two teams. A full room, full share seher.
You're playing
tomorrow. Not tomorrow. You can't rely on the other guy. Everyone's gonna be in the hot seat. But whatever you get is your maviach for the whole team.
Oh,
right, right. And then yes, so some one team is gonna win. The whole teams will win or lose. The lose, you don't lose anything. But win, you win. Either 15, 14.
Right,
loser
gotta take a
rating.
I don't know.
What?
No, I would take that.
But maybe winner goes to Golan.
Who's playing the